This edition of Racing HQ brought to you by the 2019 APG Sydney Sale. Secure your champion March 3 at Warwick Farm.
Racing tonight, the meeting is at Canterbury. Mitch Manners with us. Morning, Mitch.
Yeah, morning, Cozzy. The last of the Friday night instalments. It's been a successful season once again, so we'll do it all again one more time tonight.
Right, now the first there tonight, take out A Compatriot and number 12, Gina Lola.
11 Zoriana should be hard to beat at her second start tonight. She ran into Dawn Passage in a Saturday two-year-old race on debut. And the horse that ran second was Aussie, who came out and won yesterday at Hawkesbury. So I think it'll shape as a good form race, and it looks pretty hard to beat with the benefit of that race start under its belt. 7 Ballista was pretty good on debut itself, running second. Another one that'll improve with the race experience. She comes through a Gosford race, won by All Cylinders. And then I've got a couple of the first starters also another race experience in Mesmer, who's trialled up well, and 5 Paper Warrior from the first starter brigade, who in the field of, what have we got, to 10 in the race, I've ended up with the 3 horses that have gone to the races, 11, 7, 4 and 5 in the first.
Second event, pull out 1 Cassonade, 2 Gates Hunt, 3 Sir Owen and 6 Dance Hall Girl.
Well, Mizzy should just win, really. The third placing in the English Sprint behind Fiesta and Co. It reads extremely well for a maiden, and that was a soft-rated track, which it gets tonight. Her trials were excellent leading into that first up run, so no surprise to see her run a big race at odds in that English Sprint. She drops back to maiden grade, and as Cozzy's just alluded to, there's been 4 scratching, so the race has fallen away somewhat. 7 Dun Brody Powell will give her a good run for her money. It was an excellent run in the Magic Millions maiden, and the form is holding up extremely well from that race through the likes of Rock. 10 Press Box and 4 a Crondite, 9, 7, 10 and 4.
The third event, 2 Leatherhead and 7 Helga out.
Wasn't sure what to do in this race. I've ended up with Great Danger. Only brings sort of Tun Curry and Tari form to town, but looks a progressive type. And when Chris Lees brings them to town, you sort of expect them to run well off this sort of country platform. He's booked James McDonald, and the run was good to Tari last time around, suggesting it's looking for this sort of trip now. So 5 on top. 4 Snaps has been very consistent this prep. A Gosford winner, 2 back, and then tried hard last time around behind Lions. Header will go forward and set the tempo of the race. 9 Miss Belief. I just couldn't work her out. She won on debut at Wyong on the 27th. She's now gone 3.5 weeks between runs. She has trialled in between, but it's 15.50 tonight as well. So she was very impressive at Wyong. I just couldn't get my guide on her. The market might tell you more. And I reckon there's one that might run a better race tonight at odds. It's Fun Fact. You'll appreciate the soft track, and quickly stepping up to 15.50 on the backup, I think, will suit. 5, 4, 9, and 1.
The fourth full field.
Yeah, Canunga will be hard to beat again. Cozzy was very good scoring here a couple of weeks ago. Does go up slightly in weights, 2.5 kilos for that win, but meets a very similar opposition tonight, where it beat them 2.5 lengths. So I think if it can carry the weight, it'll win again. 5 Soul Star, she's consistent if nothing else. She just can't convert one. 6 placings in her 13 start career, just stuck on the 1 win though, but she'll run well again from the inside gate. 6 Toots will be better for the first up run and strikes that wet track that she enjoys. And 8 Our Revenue is racing really well. 1, 5, 6, and 8.
The fifth, 6 Joe's Joy is out.
Cisco Bay landed a huge plunge to score at Warwick Farm the other day, 40s into $6 or something, and got the job done. That was a fairly solid Saturday race and drops back to the midweek level here. Gets 2 off for Robbie Dolan. Yes, there is a significant rise in weights, but there's a sense of timing that this guy's going really well, and he does appreciate soft footing. So 1 on top. 3 Fabricators really racing in good heart this preparation. He'll go close again with the 3 off. I think it's a clever claim from Jason Coyle tonight. 5 Breakdance really dug deep to score at Newcastle at his first run for Chris Waller, the ex-Kiwi. He takes a decent step up in grey, but he looks progressive. And Mac Denife, best of the others, 1, 3, 5, and 4.
Now, race 6, we scratch 3 Prince Maidhead and 10 Little Red Shoes.
There's another vanilla-style race for Bombarding tonight, 1,100 around Canterbury. He enjoys soft footing. I think he'll go to the front and be hard to catch again. He's got the same weight as he carried here last time around, despite rising to 76 grade, and Corey Brown rides him really well. I'm hoping for him to win again. Bombarding for Invincible Gangster. Just couldn't wear down Kentucky Flyer the other night. Tried hard. Gets a good chance. Sets up well for it again to run well tonight. Adelie's Encore strikes this race first up, but she's trialled well, even though she's a non-winner first up in four goes. But the big part with her, Cozzy, is that she really relishes wet ground, and she gets it tonight with three off. So expect Ellie's Encore to race well. Five, Torpenhow, best of the others. 2, 4, 8, and 5.
All right, the seventh, we scratch one, Bombarding at 11, Speed Hero.
Yeah, I really think Tonsor can turn the tables on Don't Leave Me Out after their clash here a couple of weeks ago on the 1st of February. Just got sort of left in a nothing spot, Tonsor, and ended up outside the leader, who sort of clicked along and just found him a touch vulnerable. Well, Don't Leave Me Out had the drop on and proved too strong. I think he can turn the tables, as I said, tonight. 8 to beat 7, but concede, I don't think there's a great deal between. They're certainly progressing through the grades rather well. 9, Grimore's just about ready to win a race. I thought his two runs this time in have been excellent. The senior goes back on. It was an on-pace dominated race at Canterbury last week. He's a big chance tonight, Grimore. And 3, Prince Maytet in the small field had no luck from the outside gate. And you could see sort of tie him in with Kentucky Flyer tonight. 8, 7, 9, and 4.
And the last, scratch 3, Chalk, 8, Zeppelin, 10, Burrungong, and 11, Breakdance.
Happy to go 7, Clever Nick at the price differential here. Struck the heavy track here a couple of weeks ago and powered through it to score. Robbie Dolan takes the claim, so she, in effect, goes up no weight tonight for scoring in similar type grades. 7 on top. Concede 4, Foreign Territory is really hard to beat. Comes off a solid race behind Desert Lord last time around and probably sure to finish a bit closer to the place getters on that occasion. 2, Boomtown Rats, just about ready to do something third up. The two runs this prep have been good, and he's searching for 15.50. 9, Vega, well, he's been a bit of a stalwart through these Friday night races. He's been here at a number of the meetings. He's found trouble at pretty much all of them. He's desperate for a bit of luck. He steps to 15.50 tonight, which he hasn't ventured to through the Friday night season. He'll be hitting the line late. 7, 4, 2, and 9 in the last.
Can you find a good thing there for us, Mitch?
Yeah, pretty keen. Earlier on in the night, which race did I make this special in? Race 4, Canunga will be very hard to beat. And also in race number 7 tonight, Tonsor. So we'll go Canunga and Tonsor as the specials tonight for the last of the Friday night season.
All right, good on you, Mitch. Have a great night.
Will do. Thanks, Cozzy.